Welcome, dear listeners, to our scary stories. As night wraps its cold, dark tendrils around the world, and the moon casts its pale, eerie glow, we beckon you to lean in closer, let the shadows embrace you, and embark on another chilling journey with us. Tonight, we've a tale that might just make you think twice about old antiques and the stories they tell. So, dim the lights, grip your blankets, and let the tale of the Lantern of Lost Souls begin. The wind whispered tales of autumn through the streets of Ashton, a town where leaves crunched beneath boots and the scent of cinnamon and burning wood filled the air. Nestled amidst the crooked row of old brick buildings was Lark's Relics, an antique store that time itself seemed to have forgotten. Its front window, smeared with age and dust, displayed artifacts from bygone eras. Julian pulled open the creaky wooden door, a small bell above jingling to announce their arrival. The air inside was laden with the aroma of old books, mildew, and the faint hint of lavender. It was as if the very walls exhaled tales of the past. Lydia's blue eyes darted around, wide with curiosity and wonder. Her fingers trailed over tarnished silverware, and she marveled at porcelain dolls with faded dresses. "Julian, this place is incredible," she exclaimed, her voice a delicate note amidst the quiet of the store. Julian, with his dark curls and sharp green eyes, smiled at her enthusiasm. "I knew you'd love it. Let's find that perfect Halloween touch for our home." As they weaved through the aisles, Lydia stumbled upon a small alcove at the back. The lone item on the cobwebbed shelf was an old lantern. Unlike the shiny, modern ones, this one bore the weight of centuries. Its iron structure was tainted by time, and its glass panels were smeared with grime. Yet, within its chamber was a candle, untouched and unburnt. Captivated, Lydia reached out, her fingers brushing the cold metal. A shiver raced down her spine. "There's something about this lantern, Julian," she whispered, almost in a trance. Julian approached, eyeing the relic. "It looks ancient. You sure about this?" As they deliberated, the store's owner, an elderly man with a crooked back and silver hair, shuffled over. His eyes, a cloudy shade of gray, fixed on the lantern with a mix of fear and reverence. "That's not just any lantern," he began, voice raspy but laden with urgency. "It carries with it a dark legend." Julian raised an eyebrow, intrigued. "A legend, you say?" The old man nodded slowly. "On All Hallows' Eve, it's said to awaken. Souls trapped within yearn for freedom, but at a price." Lydia, still entranced, clutched the lantern closer. "It's just a story, right?" The owner hesitated, the weight of his years pressing on him. "All tales have a seed of truth, young miss. Beware the desires of the lantern." Despite his warning, Lydia's heart was set. Julian, though skeptical, couldn't resist the pull of the mystery. The coins clinked, the transaction was made, and as they exited, the old man whispered a silent prayer, hoping the couple would remain untouched by the curse rekindled. Julian and Lydia's home was a charming two-story cottage at the edge of Ashton, surrounded by a thicket of trees and the ever-present song of crickets. Inside, the wooden floorboards creaked with memories, and the warmth of love permeated each corner. A living room, adorned with family photographs and cozy furniture, was their favorite spot. On this particular evening, the setting sun cast a golden hue, and the air hummed with anticipation. Placing the ancient lantern on the mahogany coffee table, Lydia gazed at it with an eagerness Julian hadn't seen in a while. "Let's light it," she suggested, her voice imbued with a hint of childlike wonder. Julian, watching her, couldn't help but share her enthusiasm. "All right," he agreed, fetching a matchstick from the drawer. The room grew darker as the sun fully set, save for the soft glow of lamps and candles spread around. With a quick strike, the match flared to life, its tiny flame dancing on the edge. Lydia opened the lantern's latch, and Julian placed the match close to the candle within. The moment the wick caught fire, an unexpected gust of wind blew through the room. The sheer force extinguished every light source, plunging them into an unforeseen darkness. The only illumination came from the lantern, its flame casting an eerie glow that made the shadows on the walls seem alive. From the pitch-black corners, muted whispers floated towards them. Words indecipherable, voices unfamiliar, like murmurs from a forgotten time. Julian's heart raced as he glimpsed fleeting shadows darting just beyond the lantern's light. "What on earth was that?" he whispered, gripping Lydia's hand, feeling her pulse quicken. Lydia, her face illuminated by the lantern's glow, looked entranced. "It's magical," she breathed. Julian's skepticism rose. "Magical or cursed, we should get rid of it, Lyd." She turned to him, her blue eyes reflecting the firelight. Julian, it's just a lantern. Maybe there's a logical explanation. A draft, perhaps. But Julian wasn't convinced. And the whispers, the shadows. Lydia hesitated. Maybe our minds are playing tricks. It's been a long day. We were warned about a legend, after all. Legends have a way of becoming real in our minds. Julian sighed, torn between his love for Lydia and his gut feeling. All right, he relented. But if anything else strange happens, it's going outside. Lydia smiled, leaning in to kiss his cheek. Deal. But as the night deepened, the lantern continued to glow brighter, and a sense of unease settled in the room, like an uninvited guest lingering in the shadows. The moon hung high in the night sky, its light filtering through the lace curtains, and painting patterns on the walls of the cottage. As Julian and Lydia nestled under the covers, the soft hum of the woods outside cradled them into a semblance of peace. But peace was short-lived. The first sign was the sudden chill that enveloped the room. It crept in like a silent predator, making Julian shiver involuntarily. Lydia, usually warm beside him, felt as cold as the winter's night. A soft whisper, faint but clear, drifted to Julian's ears. "Free us." He bolted upright, sweat forming on his brow. "Did you hear that, Lyd?" he asked, shaking her gently. Lydia blinked, her eyes open, her gaze distant and drawn irresistibly to the lantern, which now sat on the windowsill. "It's calling to me," she murmured. Julian followed her gaze, dread forming in his gut. "We need to get rid of it," he declared, moving to grab the lantern. But before he could reach it, a book from the shelf flew across the room, narrowly missing him. Startled, Julian stumbled back, only to witness chairs sliding on their own and the sound of footsteps echoing from nowhere. "It doesn't want to leave, Julian," Lydia whispered, her voice distant, her attention completely ensnared by the lantern. Julian, fear making his voice sharper, snapped. "This isn't natural, Lyd. This isn't just a lantern, it's something far more sinister." Lydia turned to him, her eyes reflecting the lantern's flame, giving them an otherworldly glow. "It's beautiful, Julian. Can't you see? It's showing us a world beyond our own." A pang of fear, deeper than before, struck Julian. The woman before him, though Lydia in form, seemed different, obsessed, distant. He needed to bring her back. Taking a deep breath, he approached her gently, cupping her face in his hands. "Lydia, look at me," he urged. For a moment, her eyes met his, and the veil of obsession lifted slightly. "Julian," she murmured, her voice quivering, "I'm scared." "We'll get through this," he vowed, pulling her into a comforting embrace. They held onto each other as the night's eerie symphony continued around them, voices, movements, and the ever-brightening glow of the cursed lantern. With the morning sun shining through the gaps of the closed curtains, the events of the night seemed almost surreal. But the still glowing lantern, casting eerie shadows even in the daylight, was a chilling reminder. Julian, bags forming under his eyes from lack of sleep, decided it was time to seek answers. He needed to understand the lantern's origin, its power, and most importantly, how to free Lydia from its enchantment. Lydia, still drawn to the lantern but not as intensely as the night before, watched as Julian gathered old town records, history books, and any documentation he could find on local legends. He set up a makeshift research station in the living room, the sound of pages flipping and occasional frustrated sighs filling the space. After hours of searching, Julian's fingers brushed over an old, leather-bound tome, its pages yellowed and fragile with age. The title, Dark Arts and Forbidden Rituals, sent shivers down his spine. Flipping open to a bookmarked section, a detailed illustration of the lantern caught his eye. Underneath the image, an inscription read, "The Lantern of Lost Souls." The text revealed the disturbing tale of Alistair Blackthorne, a notorious warlock from centuries ago. Fueled by revenge and a thirst for power, Blackthorne crafted the lantern using dark magic, capturing the souls of his adversaries and anyone he deemed a threat. With every soul it consumed, the lantern grew in power. But Julian's heart raced as he delved further into the story, discovering the most horrifying aspect, the Halloween curse. On All Hallows' Eve, the lantern sought to replenish its imprisoned souls. If not presented with a new soul, it would consume the soul of the one in its possession. The weight of realization hit Julian hard. With Halloween just days away, the urgency became clear. Julian called out, his voice laced with desperation, "Lydia." She approached, the lantern's hold evident in her dazed expression. "What is it?" He took her hands, grounding her back to the present. We're running out of time. On Halloween, if we don't give the lantern a new soul, it'll take yours. Fear flickered in Lydia's eyes, the gravity of their situation sinking in. What do we do, Julian? Determination sat in Julian's features. We fight. We find a way to break the curse and free those trapped inside. Together, with a newfound resolve, they began their mission, knowing the very fabric of their love and life depended on it. The once cozy home Julian and Lydia shared, filled with love and laughter, now echoed with a chilling silence. As the days dwindled towards Halloween, a palpable transformation took over Lydia. The once vibrant, loving woman began to display eerie changes that left Julian fraught with anxiety. Lydia would often sit for hours, her gaze fixed intently on the lantern. A glimmer of the lantern's flame reflected in her eyes, which seemed devoid of their usual warmth and sparkle. Even in daylight, she'd clutch the lantern close, humming unfamiliar tunes that had an ancient, haunting quality. One evening, as the sunset painted the sky with shades of crimson and gold, Julian found Lydia in the garden. Surrounded by a circle of withered flowers, she whispered incantations that seemed to be of a language long forgotten. The wind carried her words, wrapping around Julian and sending chills down his spine. Lydia, Julian's voice quivered, breaking through the trance she was in. She turned to him, her eyes now a deeper shade, almost mirroring the abyss. "He's here with me, Julian," she murmured, her voice not entirely her own. "Alistair is showing me the way." Julian felt his heart constrict in terror. The dark warlock's influence was growing stronger, trying to merge his wicked intentions with Lydia's innocent soul. "Lydia, you must resist him," Julian urged, taking a cautious step closer. But as he did, the ground beneath him seemed to tremble, and the lantern's light flared brightly. Lydia's voice, now layered with a menacing tone, echoed, "She is mine." Horrified, Julian backed away, the realization dawning upon him that the battle was not just against a cursed object, but also the malevolent spirit of Alistair Blackthorne, determined to reclaim the world through Lydia. Nights were the hardest. Julian would often wake up to find Lydia's side of the bed cold and empty. Drawn to soft whispers, he'd find her in the living room, the lantern illuminating her face, engaged in hushed conversations as if someone was replying from within. Each day that passed drew Lydia further away from Julian, and deeper into the warlock's grasp. And with Halloween drawing near, the urgency to save her was more pressing than ever. The nights grew darker as autumn's grip tightened, and the eerie silence was now a constant companion in the house. One particular night, the moon hung high, casting silvery beams that filtered through the gaps in the curtains. Julian, having succumbed to exhaustion, was startled awake by a chilling breeze that slipped into the room. Following a trail of cold, he descended the staircase to find Lydia, her back turned to him, in deep conversation with a tall, shadowy figure. The very air around them seemed to throb with dark energy. It was an entity, its form shifting and undulating like smoke, but with piercing eyes that glinted with malice and intelligence. "I've waited long, my dear," the shadow spoke, its voice dripping with age and cruelty, "and you shall set me free." Julian, fear tightening in his chest, called out, "Lydia." She turned, her eyes glazed, but the shadow remained focused on Julian. "Ah, the loving husband," it sneered. "Do you realize, young man, the depth of the abyss you've stumbled into?" Gathering his courage, Julian retorted, "What do you want?" The shadow laughed, a sound that seemed to echo from the bowels of time itself. "What? I want freedom, I want power, I want the world to remember the name Alistair Blackthorne. And your Lydia is the key." Julian's voice trembled but held firm. "I won't let you have her." Alistair's spirit, for it was indeed he, smirked, "On Halloween, when the clock strikes midnight, the lantern will claim her soul, binding her with me for all eternity." "Unless..." Julian's heart raced. "Unless what?" "You provide another soul in her stead," the warlock proposed, the cruel twist in his smile revealing his sadistic pleasure. Revulsion filled Julian. "I won't sacrifice another." Alistair's laughter grew louder. "Then prepare to lose her." "And should you think of destroying the lantern," he paused, leaning in closer so the cold from his form made Julian shiver, "know this, its destruction will release all the tormented souls within, including mine. The chaos, the wrath they would unleash upon this world. It would be cataclysmic." The room grew colder as Alistair's form began to dissolve. "Choose wisely," he hissed, leaving behind a trembling Julian and a dazed Lydia. Julian rushed to Lydia, cradling her face in his hands, hoping to find a glimmer of the woman he loved. The weight of their grim situation pressed down on him, but Julian knew he had to find a way to save Lydia without dooming another soul, or the world itself. As days passed, Julian's internal turmoil grew. The constant sight of Lydia, slowly slipping away, consumed by the lantern's malevolence, chipped away at his resolve. A part of him considered the unthinkable, to find a soul to take Lydia's place. Yet, every fiber of his being resisted this monstrous thought. There had to be another way. One evening, while poring over ancient texts in the local library, Julian's quest caught the attention of Clara, a wise, elderly historian with deep-set eyes that held centuries of wisdom. Her wrinkled hands gently touched a specific leather-bound tome as she spoke. "Seeking answers in shadows, young man." Julian looked up, startled, and met Clara's inquisitive gaze. I need to free my wife from a curse," he hesitated, then spilled the horrifying tale. Clara listened intently, her fingers brushing over the tome's embossed emblem, a lantern encircled by thorns. Once Julian finished, Clara nodded slowly. "The Lantern of Lost Souls. It's as old as time and as relentless as the tide. But there might be a way." Julian leaned in, hope igniting in his eyes. "Tell me anything." Clara opened the tome, revealing detailed sketches of the lantern and a ritual written in an ancient script. "This ritual," she began, tracing the text, "is said to release trapped souls. But it requires three things: a vessel to contain the freed souls, a pure-hearted sacrificer, and a bond stronger than the curse." Julian's mind raced. The vessel could be another lantern, perhaps. Clara nodded, a possibility. "The sacrificer must be someone willing to undergo immense pain, a test of their purity of intention. As for the bond, love has always been the universe's most potent force." Grappling with this new information, Julian murmured, "Lydia and I, our love could be that bond." Clara closed the book, her voice soft yet grave. "Remember, the ritual isn't without its dangers. If any element is weak or faltering, not only will it fail, but the wrath of the trapped souls could be tenfold." Julian's determination was unwavering. "I have to try. I can't lose her." Clara, sensing Julian's resolve, handed him the tome. "May the fates be with you, young man." As Julian left the library, the weight of the book in his hand symbolized the immense responsibility he bore. The decision between finding a victim and attempting a perilous ritual loomed large. With Clara's wisdom guiding him and Lydia's love as his anchor, Julian ventured forth into the uncertain darkness, hoping to bring back the light of his life. The eve of Halloween brought with it a torrent of rain and gusts of wind that sounded like the moans of forgotten spirits. Inside Julian and Lydia's home, the atmosphere was thick with tension and anticipation. Clara had arrived, arms laden with ritualistic items, candles, crystals, and an ornate silver lantern meant to act as the vessel for the captured souls. With Lydia in a trance-like state, murmuring to the cursed lantern, Julian and Clara began setting up. The old wooden floor was cleared, and a large circle was drawn, adorned with ancient symbols and runes that shimmered in the dim light. Clara explained, "Once the ritual begins, the light from the cursed lantern will be our guide. It will lead your soul into the lantern's ethereal plane. There, you will confront the warlock and the imprisoned souls." Julian nodded, determination etched on his face. "I'm ready." Lydia's voice, weak but clear, interrupted. "Be careful, Julian." Clara lit the candles in a specific order, and the room was bathed in a soft, golden glow. Holding the silver lantern high, she began chanting in a language that seemed as old as the hills. The cursed lantern responded, its flame dancing wildly, casting eerie shadows that played on the walls. Julian, positioned at the center of the circle, felt a pull, as if he was being stretched between two worlds. And then, with a blinding flash, he was thrust into the lantern's ethereal plane. It was a realm of swirling mists and shades of blue and gray. Echoes of whispered regrets and screams of torment surrounded him. These were the trapped souls, their forms distorted by anguish and time. Ahead, a towering, shadowy figure awaited, Alistair Blackthorne, the warlock. His eyes, filled with fury and malice, fixed on Julian. "You dare enter my domain?" Julian, gathering all his courage, responded, "I'm here to free these souls and save my wife." Alistair laughed, the sound echoing through the misty realm. "You think love can conquer the power I wield?" From the mists, figures emerged, the trapped souls. Their faces twisted in pain, they whispered of their regrets, of the life they once knew. Julian felt their pain, their longing. He realized he didn't need to fight the warlock, he he needed to reach these souls. Reaching deep within, Julian shouted, "Remember who you once were. Remember the love, the joy, the hopes you had. Don't let him control you." Alistair, sensing his grip on the souls weakening, roared in anger. But one by one, the souls began to awaken, the mists around them starting to clear. Julian, pouring all his love and emotion into his plea, continued, "Break free. Reclaim your freedom." With a final, resonating shout from Julian and a collective cry from the souls, a blinding light erupted. Alistair's screams of rage and defiance were drowned out by the brilliance. As the light faded, Julian found himself back in his living room, Clara's concerned face looking down at him. The cursed lantern now lay dark and silent, while the silver lantern radiated a soft, comforting glow. Julian, exhausted but relieved, whispered, "Is it over?" Clara nodded, her eyes moist. "For now. But remember, darkness has a way of returning. Always guard your light." Julian looked over to Lydia, her eyes clear and filled with tears of joy. They embraced, their bond stronger than any curse or darkness. Inside the lantern's haunting realm, Julian was surrounded by an oppressive fog, with distorted shapes lurking at its peripheries. The atmosphere was heavy with sorrow, regrets, and cries for redemption. From the fog, a voice sneered, "Welcome to my realm, Julian. I hope you enjoy the trials I have set for you." The ground beneath Julian shifted, transforming into a narrow, winding path suspended in a void. Ahead, he saw a child crying, trapped in chains. "The first trial," the warlock's voice echoed, "is simple. Save the child, but the path is treacherous. One wrong move and you both plummet into the abyss." Recalling Clara's teachings about facing one's fears, Julian inched forward, carefully balancing himself. With each step, the path crumbled behind him. He reached out to the child, and as their fingers touched, the chains vanished, and the path steadied. The fog then reshaped into a vast room with two doors. Above one, flames danced menacingly, while the other had serene waters gently lapping at its base. "Choose," boomed Alistair's voice. "But choose wisely. One door leads to salvation, the other to eternal torment." Julian remembered Clara's words about things not always being as they seem. Trusting his intuition, he approached the door with flames and, with a deep breath, stepped through. He was met with a serene meadow, proving his choice right. Trial after trial, Julian faced heart-wrenching decisions, deadly mazes, and mirages designed to mislead him. But with each success, the oppressive atmosphere of the lantern's realm began to dissipate, replaced with a growing light. Yet, as Julian freed more souls, the warlock's anger intensified. The realm began shaking violently, and from the depths, Alistair himself appeared, a towering figure of shadow and malice. "You may have surpassed my trials, but you will not defeat me," Alistair thundered. Julian, although fearful, stood his ground, his determination unwavering. "I'm not here to defeat you, but to free these souls from your grasp." From the outside, Clara began chanting a powerful incantation, her voice echoing into the lantern's realm, bolstering Julian's resolve. The battle between Julian and Alistair raged. With every ounce of willpower, Julian countered the warlock's dark magic with the strength of his spirit and the knowledge Clara had provided him. The realm's horizon began to fracture, rays of light piercing through, signaling the weakening of Alistair's hold. With one final, desperate scream, Alistair launched a powerful dark spell at Julian. But Julian, filled with determination and Clara's guidance, deflected it back, causing the warlock to stagger and the realm to shatter. Julian, amidst the collapsing realm, could feel himself being pulled back, the voices of the freed souls echoing their gratitude. As the realm disintegrated, Julian was flung back into the real world, the lantern's light now radiant and pure. As the horizon began to paint itself with the soft pinks and oranges of a new dawn, the world around Julian and Lydia seemed to stand still. A light from the lantern, once a beacon of malevolence, now glowed with a gentle luminescence. It pulsed in tandem with Lydia's heartbeat, a rhythm growing increasingly frantic. A shadowy remnant of the warlock, a final desperate manifestation of his rage and power, loomed before them, threatening to plunge the room into eternal darkness. The very walls seemed to groan in agony, as if the house itself bore witness to the culmination of a centuries-old battle. But in this moment of dire adversity, Lydia, her eyes shimmering with clarity, reached out and clasped Julian's hand. The connection between them surged with energy. We faced this together, she whispered, her voice holding a conviction that hadn't been there for days. Drawing strength from each other, they approached the warlock's shadow. Lydia began humming a tune, a lullaby from her childhood, its haunting melody intertwining with the fading screams of the tormented souls seeking release. With each note, the lantern's light grew brighter, pushing back against the warlock's darkness. Julian, recalling Clara's teachings, began chanting an incantation to bind and banish malevolent spirits. The combined weight of their efforts bore down on the warlock's shadow. It writhed, screeched, and contorted, trying to resist, but the dawn's light grew stronger, and with a deafening roar, the shadow dissipated, consumed by the lantern's now brilliant glow. A serene silence followed. The lantern, its purpose fulfilled, began to crack and fracture, beams of golden light piercing through the tiny fissures. With a soft sigh, like the final exhalation of a sleeping giant, it crumbled into iridescent dust, drifting and settling around the room, leaving behind an atmosphere cleansed of its dark history. Exhausted, Lydia slumped into Julian's embrace. The weight of the ordeal, the nights of fear, and the final confrontation had taken its toll on them both. Yet, as the first rays of the sun bathed the room in a warm glow, a profound sense of peace enveloped them. The bond between them, tested and strained, had not only endured but emerged stronger. They had confronted unimaginable darkness and had emerged into the dawn's new light, hand in hand, their love unyielding. And as the world outside awakened, the birds heralding a new day, Julian and Lydia sat amidst the remnants of the lantern, grateful for the second chance they had been granted, and with an unspoken vow to cherish each day, every moment, and never let the shadows of the past darken their future. And so, our journey tonight draws to a close. But remember, dear listeners, as you drift off to sleep in the boundaries between worlds blur, there are tales untold and secrets unseen lurking in the shadows. We'll be here, waiting to pull you back into our world of nightmares and eerie tales. Until next time, keep your lanterns lit and beware the whispers of the past. Good night.